The fifth quarter.
I reckon we might be able to go down here from the skipper because Nathan Templeton is the on-ground host here and he's got the skipper about to join him for a chat. And I think we might be able to take that on-ground feed. David Collins is all over that. And we'll be able to hear what the skipper's got to say after another impressive performance from him. Benny,
well,
because
the
I have any
game.
Numbers
thanks to Rowley,
for
the official
Joel
pilot,
Selwood.
The Geelong Cats, and
39
the skipper
touches.
Who
what a big
was running
day.
Around like a 21-year-old. You had 39 touches there, Joel. I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but felt like a bit of a struggle through the middle quarters, but pretty satisfying to run away with it a bit at the end.
Yeah, I mean, it was satisfying. We obviously lost Mitch halfway through the game. He's been a real key for us the last month and, you know, 8 weeks. But, you know, we... Oh, every game's going to be pretty hard, Nate, so we've just got to make sure that we hang in there for periods of time.
The way you're building, obviously a great performance against Richmond, and it just feels like it's starting to come together a bit. Are you fairly happy with the way you're improving?
Yeah, we are. I mean, we've just got to keep improving throughout the year. We've got guys coming in and out of the side. We get Jake back today. You know, and we've still got a couple to come back through, so it's exciting for where we're going, and we just thank everyone for coming out again.
And great news this week that you've broken the membership record, over 66,000. What would you like to say to the fans for, breaking the record again?
Yeah, we just can't thank you guys enough. You know, 66,000 and we're still growing. It's unbelievable after the year 2020. So thank you, everyone, so much. And the ones at home, too. Unbelievable.
Well played, Captain. Congratulations. Thank you very much.
That's Joel Selwood down speaking with on-ground host Nathan Templeton. Tom Hawkins just loitering with intent around that area, whether he's going over to have a chat as well. But either way, we'll be speaking with the Cat live on K-Rock Football and happy to take your calls as well. 52232955. And also happy to take your tweets as well. We've already asked the question, Benny, on the KFC Twitter for your thoughts on Geelong's performance this afternoon. And we'll relay some of those as we go through the afternoon.
Yeah, look, plenty of responses, Kingy. Daz Bronco suggesting, and once again, Colo looks on longingly, Busey good. Joe Katz referring to the goal Jed Buse kicked. Ross Mueller suggesting a game of two halves, Katz finishing the right way. Also suggesting out here, Kingy, that Katz obviously just very happy with that performance. Brooke Richardson making a good point that Isaac Smith needs to stay on the red hickey stand wing so he stops getting caught on his right foot.
Well, it depends on which way you're going.
And Brooke also suggesting, which is what a great afternoon it was for football. So sentiment basically, Kingy's and Cat fans very happy with that performance. It won't go down in the annals as one of the great games, but across a 22-week season, you just got to find ways to win. And Geelong have been able to do that the last 2 weeks against sides that are, you know, below them in the pecking order, and have found ways to get past them and to go to 7-3. I mentioned before the Cam Guthrie injury is one that will be interesting to follow through the week, how severe that problem is and whether it's an ongoing problem that he will need to manage throughout this year. But I think he might be getting interviewed down there by the host broadcaster.
Unfortunately, we won't be able to take that. We might struggle to also take the song for you, unfortunately, due to we still don't have access to the rooms, and unless we have access to the host broadcaster, I'm not sure whether in the box our TV's got access to that either.
Is that Ryan Griffin down there? That looked like it was Ryan Griffin in the crowd. Some of the players were talking to, especially down there where Tom Hawkins is.
Oh. Well, we've had Jared Griffin on here. Ryan Griffin.
All we need to do is get Pete on. We may need a different time slot for Pete to come on. Might be about 11 o'clock.
If he's got Quagmire in tow, we're in all sorts.
I think we'll be off air altogether, King.
Off the KFC Twitter also, Medicus, Knuckles should play every week for the rest of the season unless he gets injured. Chris at Lion Bear 79, 6-goal win against a team that got behind the ball heavily is a good result. Knuckles, Parfitt and Close. Just mention those names to everyone who says we are too old. As Karina has been good enough to join us online. Karina, thanks for your call.
Hi, guys. How are we?
We're good. Neildy said, asked me how I was going at the start of the day, and I said, ask me at 5:10 when we know the result and the Cats have won. So I'm happy, and I'm guessing you're happy too.
Yeah, totally happy. I'm happy for the boys. I got a good win down there at the stadium, and they're really getting a bit of form into place. You know, it's great to see the young ones come in, and Narkle's really starting to go to that value of the name and why we recruited him. So he played an unbelievable game, but I'm a huge fan of Gus and especially his younger brother, but I just wish that they just consistently play him a little bit more because he has got a lot of potential. That's Zach. But I think the major issue for Geelong is that ruck, and I know we talk about it and we talk about it, but, you know, you look at the leaps of, like, Tom Hickey or Nav, Big Bank from Richmond, and just their direct touch work when they put it down the throats of the midfield. Geelong just don't have that, you know. It's more so we're using blitz as that kind of run through extra midfielder, but we need someone with that tap work, because that's going to get down the guts of Guthrie, Menangola, Selwood, Dangerfield, and that's going to get us right back into our big boys of Jez and Tommy slotting the goals for us. So I just wish we'd pick something up mid-draft, or they teach them how to tap down. I don't know. We want something, because we've got a lot of potential this year.
Yeah, we do. Karina, thank you for your call. The players are making their way off the ground. You're in the draw for the next level skirmish. Double pass. But, Neildy, the ruck situation today, I suppose, we don't get a clearer picture where Radigalia and Blitzarves against a Zach Smith, who's very much at the moment the backup at Gold Coast. We know Jared Witts is sidelined, and they had to turn to Zach Smith because the cupboard's almost bare up there.
Yeah, they do. Look, as you know, King, the ruck thing doesn't bother me too much. The reason it doesn't bother me is that Geelong, look, in all seriousness, you look at the last year and a half, they're playing their grand final, they're now sitting in the top four. They've been so good since Otten's finished. Yes, he was a great ruckman, and sometimes we get to focus on things that aren't the best. We'll listen to this, we'll chat about it later.
Hey, we are top. We're always on the football. We play the game as it should be played. Hey, and no more far away. Our band is flying high from the hook to the up. Gotta get in ya.
So the Cats with victory this afternoon to the tune of 34 points, beating the Gold Coast Suns. And, of course, they remain unbeaten against the Suns here at Cadinia Park. The Gold Coasters have never been able to take the 4 points away from this venue, but have had a couple of wins against the Cats up on the Gold Coast.
I just want to continue with that ruck thing. And I think it does become a bit tiresome that we focus on an area that really, if you look at the Geelong performance as a midfield group, and we mentioned this before the game, Kingy, from rounds 5 to 9, they've ranked in the top two of every midfield stat in the competition. That's pretty good. Yep. And it's been with, for most half of it at least, Blitzarves and Radigalia. I think we talk about something that it's just for the sake of talking about it. But again, people make decisions at list management, and there's salary caps involved, and we talk about it ad nauseum. Geelong have chosen to put their big dollars into other areas, and I just think Geelong fans, sometimes you've got to be careful what you wish for. If they do go out and pay and get a high-priced ruckman, they will have to give up somewhere else. I think it's relatively good if I were them. And we know they've already started looking to see if there's another key defender to come and replace Lockie Henderson.
Do you think now that the way it's worked, even for a month, that Geelong, they won't have put a line through because no club does that, but barring everything remaining equal, that Reece Stanley doesn't return and this is the setup that will take Geelong forward?
Yeah, absolutely. That's got great potential, Cass. If they keep playing this way, and if the back line holds up, they'll get that strategy they used today with Blitzars almost playing as the ruckman in the back half to give them protection. It wasn't really tested today. In the up-and-coming games, that may get tested, and things change. But it looks good, and it's hard to play against. And it was interesting in that last quarter where they were both on the ball for a period of time. It's pretty hard to play against.
And the kids running out there, unbelievable that they've roped off just one half of GMHBA Stadium, and not sure what's wrong with the other half. They're not allowed on that, but
it's COVID.
The kids are out there. They're all just stacked into one area. Wouldn't you be able to space them out a bit better?
That was sarcastic.
1.5 metres.
The fifth quarter.